This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome.
Get ready for the ride.
Hide and seek.
Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. My name is Andrew the Apprentice. A big thank you to those chicks talking footy. They're all rearing to go for the season that's a few months away yet, but I'm sure they'll be covering it for the next few months. But in the studio tonight, I'm going to be taking a bit of a back seat tonight, actually. But Ben and Matthew are here.
We are here.
Good yes. evening, boys.
Thank How's you. It going, Andrew?
Very well.
We just like ran in here right now. I'm not just like
taking clothes ready. Off already, yeah. getting ready. Now, Matthew, you've been part of the Hide and Seek team for a few weeks, though.
Yes.
But we only actually met at Northside Bazaar.
Finally, Northside
Bazaar.
But I think it was a fitting introduction because I'm pretty sure you had your harness on and like you know I feel like. We'd been speaking or interacting beforehand, but yes. we actually finally got to meet. And I think, what better place than Northside Bazaar?
Exactly. It's very hide and seek. And,
yes, well, exactly.
A big thank you also to everyone who was down at Northside Bazaar. Mm-hmm. It was a fantastic day. Ben, you were there as well.
I was there, yes.
How did you find it?
It was my first one.
Ah. The first one?
Yeah, it was really cool. Definitely be going again. I didn't realise it was such a sort of, it's an event. It really is a big event.
It is a big event. As they say, it is... Australia's Folsom Street Fair,
and and it goes well into the night. I peaked too soon and left early. Had I have known, I had to see the photos of it later of what I missed out.
And
I was very disappointed.
And not everything was on the photos.
Yes, well, exactly. If this is a photo, geez.
Yes, exactly. Now coming up tonight, we are talking with one of Hide and Seek's favourite boys, Mr. Liam. He's about to head off to Chicago for the Mr. International Rubber competition, so he'll be joining us very shortly to talk all about that.
Wanna see you get nasty. Wanna see you shake it down, babe. Hey. 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 N-A-S-T-Y, you nasty boy.
This is Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice here, taking a bit of a backseat tonight, because Ben and Matt are going to be running the show tonight.
We are. It's new. I mean, I'm relatively new to the program, but I feel like we've got this tonight, Ben.
Oh, totally got this.
You got this? We got the same confidence.
I can't believe they're letting us, you know.
Oh, no. You know, is that your own risk, Andrew? So.
They don't let me touch any buttons, though.
So. Not yet. Yep. Not yet.
You know you've really graduated when Andrew lets you touch
No, just
button.
Even speaking on the microphone is baby steps. We'll get there.
Now, so what are we doing tonight, boys?
So tonight we are going to be speaking with Melbourne's official inaugural... wonderful rubber man, Liam Clark. following his triumphant victory, I think it was 2 months ago or 3 months ago in August.
And he's now
actually planning to, he's looking for world domination because he's heading to Chicago to compete in the international Rubberman competition. So, yes.
Liam, how are you doing? Welcome.
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you for having me.
I've run into you a few times now, Liam. I've never not seen you wear rubber. Do you ever take it off? Now, if I knew any of your housemates, I would ask if you ever took it off.
Well, I've got to represent.
No, always on brand. Always on brand.
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely. That's what we love to see.
So, I guess, how have the last few months been since winning the inaugural, the first title in Melbourne?
Weird. It's been weird. I've gone from being some completely anonymous guy that, you know, nobody ever really noticed to kind of like a quasi-celebrity in a very, very specific group of people.
And which specific group is this?
Well, you know, the gay fetish community.
That's amazing. I mean, I know prior to you winning the title, you're obviously involved in that community already, but I guess how has it differed or changed since?
Well, I guess now people have an excuse to come up and talk to me. I think so I'm having a lot more conversations with people. People are approaching me to talk about kink and fetish and rubber specifically, obviously. Wow. I feel like a community leader, which I guess is kind of the point.
And when you say people come up and approach you to speak to you, what are they asking? Like, is it people that are unfamiliar with that kink, or is it people that are already and they just want someone to chat with, I guess?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I mean, there's a lot of people coming up and speaking to me and, you know, asking me what sort of gear they should get for their first piece, or how do you get into it, or there'll be guys who are saying that I would love to try it, but I don't think I really have the right body type for it, to which I tell them they're crazy and that everyone looks good in rubber. You just need to get the right sort of rubber and make sure you get something that fits. Those sorts of conversations, I guess.
And so let's take us back. So how did you get into it? How about that one?
Okay. Basically, the story I told last time I was on the show is that when I was about 8, I stole a pair of my dad's chemical-resistant latex gloves. And they're
as most 8-year-olds do.
Looting the dad's shed. I remember just getting real excited by those and being, I guess, what an 8-year-old version of turned on was before you could ever really contextualize those feelings. When I was about... it's got to be stated that we are from the first generation that grew up with the internet. So as a 14-year-old, I was very much illegally accessing pornography, which definitely revealed a lot. And then when I was about 20 and I moved to Melbourne, I got to try some and, yeah.
So even back then, there was obviously... I imagine it's probably expanded or proliferated over the years. But back then, there was even like pornography and things online that were kind of showing you what this was all about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, rubber is not a new thing. It's still sort of a little more emerging on the scene here in Melbourne. But it's, you know, not that new.
And for naive presenters like myself and naive audiences who might not know, you mentioned earlier when you first got those gloves that you felt aroused, right?
Uh-huh.
So do you link... So is... I mean, how do I say this? For people who mightn't know, is rubber wear or gear tied into kink and sex, or can it just be purely, I just like to wear this?
Well, I mean, yes, it can be both. You can do things that you like without being turned on by them. You could just think it's cool.
Yeah.
But for me, it's definitely part of my sexuality. It's something that's very, very closely tied in with that.
And that's what I was going to ask here for you. So it is tied more into like sex and arousal and kink. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't have to be having sex if I'm wearing rubber. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that would be very awkward for a lot of these public events that I'm going to.
And what is it about rubber in particular that you think you enjoy? Like you said, you obviously were aroused by it when you were younger, but like, what about it? You know,
it's like a full sensory experience. Like the smell, the look, the feel, even like the taste. Like it's all, yeah, it all turns me on. It's really hard to explain. It's taste. Just something really intrinsic. Oh yeah.
I know you no, this is teaching all of us a lot of new things, Liam.
Exactly.
With rubber, though, I mean, you do gauge with like the leather community as well. Are they mutually exclusive? Like, are they tied? Like, I mean, what are they? Completely two different strands of, you know, two different beasts.
There does seem to be a lot of guys who do seem to think that they're very separate, but I don't seem to think. I've never really understood or accepted that. I am very much into leather as well. My cupboard, I would say, is about 70% rubber, 30% leather at this point.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day, it was probably more like 60-40, but obviously I've used this title to splurge on all the stuff that I wanted.
Of course.
So, yeah, it turns me on for a different reason, but I guess it's related, and I'm definitely into both.
How did you first, I guess, become involved in the rubber community? Like, I mean, you said you were exposed to porn and online and the internet and stuff like that. When did you first, I guess, meet like-minded, you know?
So, it was actually a thing I was really deeply ashamed of up until fairly recently, actually. I was worried that everyone was going to judge me very, very harshly and think I was a total weirdo, which, I mean, I guess I am, but I thought they were going to look at that.
But we like weirdos around here.
Yeah, exactly. So they're looking at me as a weirdo in a nice way rather than the negative way I was anticipating. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened that I happened to be passing through Warsaw about 2 years ago when they were having a big rubber party. Mm-hmm. And somebody on one of the apps invited me to come along. And I thought, well, I'm in Poland. What have I got to lose? So I turned up and met a lot of really cool people. And, you know, it made me realize how cool it is to actually sort of engage and meet other guys who were into it. And then when I got back to Melbourne, then I started going to Spit and Polish at the Laird on Thursdays. And yeah, from there it grew.
And obviously in those kind of spaces, like at Spit and Polish, you know, it is something that is celebrated. It's something where mm-hmm. people who are interested in that can go and meet like-minded people and enjoy it. But do you think that there is, outside of that, I guess, niche community, a lot of stigma? Or like, do you feel like, I mean, you said prior to 2 years ago, you were worried about the way people might perceive it. Like, do you think that exists now? Like, that people can be quite reserved or hesitant to kind of embrace or...
Oh, well, yeah, there's always going to be jerks out there. But it's all been a lot more nice than I expected. Like, when I won Rubber Man, obviously I was out, you know, the cat was out of the bag. I was out in a very big way, and I had to acknowledge it. So I put a big Facebook post on Facebook, sort of saying, you know, this is a strange and amazing and wonderful thing that's happened to me, and this is what it means to the community, and this is what it means to me, and this is what I'm going to be doing. And if this makes anyone uncomfortable, please feel free to speak to me and or unfollow me or delete me from Facebook. I'm not going to take it personally. But I was like met with a whole lot of enthusiasm, and like the worst of it was most people were thinking, wow, Liam is really weird. and the rest of it was, you know, really, really positive. And actually, I found out a lot of my friends that I didn't know were into fetish and kink into it as well.
Awesome. That's so cool. Mm. So, since you've had the title, any official duties? What have you been up to?
I've been hosting a barbecue at the Sunday Social at the Laird.
Excellent.
First Sunday of every month, where I've, to date, raised just under $450 for Switchboard.
Wow.
Which is really cool.
Which, if people don't know, is the free counselling service you can call up if you have any concerns or you're feeling
that's low. Absolutely correct. Yes. Thank you for the assist there, Matt. I've been doing a little bit of stuff for Eagle Leather. I was a feature at Northside Bazaar in their fashion parade.
Mm-hmm.
And then a guest auctioneer.
Oh my goodness, so today, you know, today Melbourne Rubber Man, tomorrow America's Next Top Model. I mean, yeah, God, exactly. The sky's the limit. Goodness me, how was that?
It was interesting. I enjoyed it. I mean, I feel like I'm still this awkward, gangly, dorky guy. So I'm not really your typical like sex icon. And I was up there on that like makeshift catwalk with Rogan Richards, who is, you know,
beefed up
porn star.
Yeah.
So I find the whole situation and the fact that I won a beauty competition, what is essentially a beauty pageant, and that I'm going in a huge one in America, it's an entirely ridiculous and amazing situation. So I can't not laugh at the ridiculousness of this situation constantly.
Well, that's what's interesting to me, because I think with rubber, you know, because it is something completely different, you know, are there the same kind of standards or ideals of beauty and stuff that are placed on regular, like, you know, fashion things? Like, with rubber, is it a bit more inclusive? It's a bit more like, it doesn't matter how you look, or do you still find that there are those molds that people are supposed to fit into? Like, how does that play into it?
Yeah, I think the stereotypical image of someone in rubber is somebody who is like maybe a bit more muscly version of me. It's the traditional image does tend to be someone who's quite tall and thin and like streamlined. But I mean, that's not anywhere near representative of the actual community. It's just that tends to be what people like that's their go-to image, I think. But I don't, I mean, I don't agree with that. I think that, again, as I've said before, rubber's for everyone. If it turns you on, put it on.
And has anyone that previously, I guess, had no idea about the rubber scene reached out and kind of been like, oh, I kind of am a bit interested in trying my hand at, you know, that since, I guess, since you've won your sesh and made it official?
Yeah, a couple of people. As I said, a friend or two have messaged me and I've taken them home and put them into my rubber.
Oh my goodness. Although
it can be a little bit difficult because all my most of my stuff is made to my size specifically. And I am kind of an odd shape. I'm like stocky. I'm like muscular in the legs and lanky from the waist up. So there's not much of my stuff that fits most people. But
I think you and Matt are sort of about the same size.
No, Matt's much smaller than me.
Are you suggesting something, Ben?
Maybe, you know, give you a bit of a whirl in the rubber, I think.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, you know what?
One of my rubber tops would definitely fit you. Okay. I think my legs are too big for anything below that.
Yeah, watch this. I mean, I say watch this space. We're on radio. Listen to this space.
Listen to this space.
Who knows?
Maybe next week you'll hear Matt creaking as much as
I'll tweet it. if he does it, we will tweet it.
Take a photo and tweet it. Okay, great. So, I guess you said, outside of, you know, doing these sausage sizzles, which I have seen a couple of photos of you doing, because you posted that on your Facebook page, I believe, with you and your sausages. and these have been fundraising events, right? So, outside of that, have there been any other kind of endeavors? I mean, you probably naturally go to the Laird, you know, Spit and Polish each week. Are there any upcoming, aside from the big competition, events or things that you're getting involved in as part of your title?
So there's been a few things that we've got going so far. We're going to attempt to get another rubber competition going elsewhere in Australia. And it's not the city you would expect it to be in. So we're looking forward to hopefully getting an Adelaide rubber man competition going.
Oh, Radelaide, nice.
Which is mostly because I'm friends with the fetish community there, but also partially because I find the idea hilarious that Adelaide gets one before Sydney does. I'll be also going to Brisbane in June when they have their big rubber party. And also, I will be a special guest at the Mr. Rubber Poland competition next April.
Wow.
Wait, Mr. Rubber, as in Poland?
In Poland.
What does this entail? Like, when you say, as in, like, you just have to rock up, wear your sash.
Yep, strut around, maybe have an outfit change.
The sash that he has carries a lot of weight. It's just getting him to places all around the world.
Oh, yeah, it's a fancy sash.
And you brought it with you tonight. I think I can spot it in the corner of my eye.
Yes, there it is. It's sitting
on
a chair.
It's big. It's black. It just looks very beautiful.
I love it. I got to design the sash myself as the original sash from the competition night. Did not stand the test of time too well. It was it was a good attempt, but unfortunately it didn't quite pan out right. But I had some ideas of what I wanted it to look like, and the guys from Twisted Tread were very keen to just let me do it. So I designed it the way I wanted it, and I think it looks quite nice.
Awesome.
You are on Hot and Seek on Joy 94.9. Matt and Ben are having a chat with Liam, Melbourne rubber man, and he's going to be heading off to Chicago very shortly to compete in the Mr. International Rubber. So we'll be finding out a lot about that very shortly, and we'll see if we can get Matt into maybe some rubber or having a look at the sash. You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. This is your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self on Joy 94.9, Andrew the Apprentice, but Ben and Matt having a chat with Liam, Melbourne rubber man, about to head off to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. So do you know what's in store for you? What's going to happen in this conversation over here?
Yes, I do, actually. I've actually just today finished filling in all of my application forms and preparing all the necessary paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's this competition going to consist of?
So it's a 3-day event, but the competition itself is only on two of the nights. It's on Friday the 4th and Saturday the 5th of November. And it sort of, it's very pageanty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of what you expect from a pageant, but with a rubbery twist. So on the first day, now I'm hoping I get the order of these right. There's a rubber image as the first round, which includes an onstage question, and then the rubber fantasy round. And then on the second day, during the day, you have your interview with all the judges.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is an onstage, another onstage question, and something called the grab bag round.
Ooh.
So the rubber fantasy is very odd. It's this year they're doing this thing called wet rubber fantasy, where you've pre-typed out 150 word fantasy, and then you jump on stage where they've set up a giant shower.
Uh-huh.
And you're basically just reacting to them reading out your fantasy in this shower.
And does the fantasy have to involve a shower, or can be just anything?
Well, it doesn't have to. And without giving away too much, mine doesn't.
Okay.
But it's still thematically tied to what I'm doing on stage.
And you're not allowed to give us any hints of what your fantasy might entail?
Well, I would love to, but the other contestants might be listening.
Ah, that's a good point.
I mean, this show is online.
Yes.
And I do have the internet.
I really want to know what your secret weapon was. You know, is it a special costume reveal?
Yeah.
What was going to set you apart? But then I want you to tell me it because I want you to win.
You'll have to probe me on that one after the competition.
All right.
And so with the first round where you just, you said it's rubber image.
Rubber image,
you just rock up wearing something. And
yeah, I'm going to go for what in the Melbourne Rubber Man competition I referred to as the full shebang.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It's the sort of the quintessential full rubber look.
And it's one of those things where when they ask you a question, regardless of what it is, your answer has to be world peace.
I think so, unless I might actually go with harsher punishments for parole violators.
I'm so glad you picked up on that reference. That was from Miss Congeniality, just in case anyone didn't get it. That was amazing. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so fantasy, rubber fantasy. Okay, yeah, we all obviously would love to know what your fantasy is going to be. I get why you can't say it. But did you say this is going to potentially be, will this be live stream?
This will be live streamed online. As opposed to live streamed offline, sorry. So you'll be able to view it from the internet. I think it's about 2:00 in the afternoon on Saturday and Sunday here. So it's a very respectable time.
Oh, people have stuff. People don't really have much to do. They're hanging around at home. They can just chuck it on and watch you under the shower head.
Exactly. I believe Sunday Social at the Laird will be attempting to screen the final.
Ah, great.
If we can get that organized. So, you know, if you go to Sunday Social on the 6th of November, you might see me lose horribly.
No. You're not going to lose. I've got a good feeling about this young man. But I was going to ask, have you had a chance to... who you're up against?
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to check out your competition? Have you been stalking them online?
Yeah. There's a group that they've made for all of the title holders who are eligible to enter.
Where do they hail from? Sorry.
Well, they're mostly from North America and Europe. In fact, I'm actually the first ever rubber title holder from anywhere in the Southern Hemisphere.
That's amazing.
Which is incredibly intimidating, but also pretty cool. But there's five Americans, a Canadian, and either three or four Europeans.
And are these people that, I mean, maybe we're not aware of this, these people that have been doing it for a long time, are they new? Like, how does it, is there criteria for getting into the competition to begin with? It's just you have to be a title holder where you're from,
right? Well, you don't even have to actually be a title holder to be in Mr. International Rubber. You just need to prove that you are involved in the fetish in some way. And most people, that means a title holder. And I think it's been a while since a non-title holder has gone for it. But as far as I know... unless there are any surprises on registration, it's just going to be either 10 or 12 of the title holders.
Well, I mean, I don't know about you, Ben, but I personally think that given that you are the only person from the Southern Hemisphere, that almost puts you at an advantage because you're setting yourself apart. Five Americans are going to be there. They're all just going to, they're all be there. They're all
doing
gonna
their
be the
American
same
thing.
Yeah, doing their American thing. You're going to be, bring something different.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as a point of contrast, it's going to be a thing. I mean, I
ham up the Aussie accent.
I keep thinking my accent is a bit, it's not very Australian.
I want to hear Crocodile Dundee when I live stream it, Liam.
I've got that Victorian, slightly British-y thing going, whereas I really need to sound like I'm from the Gold Coast or something.
Do you feel like, I mean, you said there's a group already that's been established for you guys. Is there like a community forming, or are people being a bit like kind of suss out the competition? Like, how, what's the vibe like between you all?
There's a few guys who haven't really said much. And a few that I've been talking to. I'm actually staying with the current Mr. Oh, God, if I get his title wrong, he's going to kill me. Midwest Rubber. Mr. Midwest Rubber.
Ah, cool, cool.
Mark, who is from Chicago. So I'm staying with him during the for the duration of the competition.
Yep.
Which is really cool and really super nice of him.
Mm-hmm.
Also makes me feel a little bit less terrified about navigating Chicago if I'm staying with someone from Chicago.
Of course.
So I know I'm going to get to where I need to be on time without getting lost. So that's a whole stress gone.
Will you be bringing stuff with you that you didn't bring to the national to the Melbourne competition?
Oh, absolutely. I've been on a shopping spree.
Oh, right.
I wasn't going to buy too much. I'm like, well, I've got lots of stuff already. But I guess, you know, when it comes to rubber, I have impulse control and I just be like looking at stuff and I'm like, oh, that is so nice. Oh crap. I've just spent $1,000.
Okay. Competition aside, out of curiosity, as someone who has very little fashion sense, what kind of clothes do you generally like to wear? Do you prefer to go for like a harnessy kind of look? Like what clothes do you like to wear the most when you're dressed in latex, dressed to the nines in latex? Or does it vary?
It varies. Like all of my stuff is kind of different to each other. Like, I've got a bunch of very distinct things and I like to switch it up. The majority of my stuff I would say is black with white trim, because it sort of goes for that sort of sporty look that I've got. But my, I guess, signature, I'm the only one who has this piece, is a rubber version of the Australian soccer uniform, which I am very fond of. And have recently discovered through a photo shoot that makes my ass look absolutely fantastic.
And that's all that matters to me.
Oh my God, you know, even if I lose at MIR, at least I know I got a slamming booty in those shorts.
I was just going to say that with those clothes, though, I mean, right now, the listeners can't see, but if you check out my social media, you'll see I just recently posted a photo of it. Liam, currently you're wearing head-to-toe latex, you know, pants, zipped up top, everything. You must be sweltering right now.
I'm stewing in my own juices right now.
Yeah, is this a winter sport? What's the weather like in Chicago this type of year?
Cold.
Okay, all right, that's good. Just checking.
But you know, there's shorter
things. Is it all year round?
Yeah, absolutely.
Surely summer in
obviously
Melbourne
you want to be chilling somewhere that has an air conditioner when you're wearing the full stuff in summer.
Yes.
But you know, I've got shorts and okay. I've got singlet tops and There is minimal looks.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here in the studio just looking at photos of guys in rubber, but that's fine. So it's a lot of sort of full body outfits, I guess. Not too much skin.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that's the...
That's the thing?
Formal, I guess, rubber. In the same way, like, I guess the traditional version of a leather man is wearing the police shirt and the trousers. A sort of typical rubber outfit is almost always got to include the full suit. But I mean, not everyone's into that. Not everyone feels comfortable wearing that. So it's going to vary very much depending on what each person feels comfortable in.
And Liam, you had a special outfit, like a baseball jacket thing on at Northside Bazaar.
Yes.
What was that?
Okay, so until next Wednesday, go to Melbourne University, and I have a Melbourne University varsity jacket, which is like the sort of 1950s high school university jock jacket that you see, you know, in pop culture. And I fell in love with that at uni. And then I found a rubber version of that online, and I was like, hot damn, I need that. I need it so much. So I got that made with MRM for Melbourne Rubber Man and 16 on the arm. So yeah, I feel because all the leather title holders here in Melbourne, they get a vest that has Laird Leatherman 20 whatever on it. So I thought my version of that could be a rubber varsity jacket.
And it was brilliant. He was really living his 1950s fantasy, because when I saw you at a couple of points, you pulled out like your little comb from your pocket and were like combing your hair as well. So it was giving me all kinds of grease, you know, it was amazing.
Well, it was windy. It was messing up my hair.
T-birds, grease, fantasy, realness.
Yes, yes. And so you said you've been splurging, sorry, since you got the title. Uh-huh. So is that your, what do you call it, piece de, I don't know, like your
piece prize, resistance?
Yeah, your prize possession?
It's one of them. I love, like, so much of the stuff that I've brought. I've got some really cool new pieces. A friend of mine in Russia has made me a whole lot of stuff, which is still on the way, and I'm really hoping arrives before I leave next Friday. I'm currently wearing the gear I bought with my winnings, my winning voucher from Eagle Leather, which is all in black and metallic green, which Eagle Leather started referring to as Liam Green. So I guess that means I'm flagging Liam right now.
Yeah.
So I'm flagging it both on the left and the right. If you're a Liam, come find me.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew the Apprentice here, but letting Matt and Ben have a chat with Melbourne rubber man Liam. We can be back to wrap things up very shortly. You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Feel like you're going under?
Are you having difficulties with drinking too much, or has partying got out of control?
Has your drug use been escalating and causing problems for you? Have you tried to stop or change your use, but can't seem to manage?
If you want some professional help, then give VAC a call.
At VAC, we provide free drug and alcohol counselling services for the LGBTI community. Please call 1-800-906-669 to find out more.
Joy is proud to support this announcement for VAC.
I'm on fire.
Hide and seek.
Fireball.
Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew, Ben and Matt having a chat with Liam.
We sure are. Now, Liam, I just found out during the break that you recently completed the Hide and Seek Joy sponsored radio training course.
Why, yes, I did.
How has that helped to set you up for this little event?
Well, I'm also a hot minute away from finishing a master's degree in journalism.
That too.
So
people with real training.
But I will say it's definitely supplemented my studies at uni and bolstered my confidence of speaking publicly. It's given me a lot more chance to jump on the radio, especially now that I'm co-hosting a show on Saturday nights.
Well, I was going to say, we're going to hear you hitting the airwaves.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm going in a completely different direction to what Hide and Seek listeners may know me as. I'm co-hosting Babble Pop, the foreign language pop show, at 8 p.m. on Saturday with Michael.
Excellent.
A very different direction for him, Marba.
Yeah, but I would say it's a direction that I'm probably more known for. My Eurovision nerd credentials are definitely very well established. But doing the radio training has been really, really awesome. A lot of fun. Got to meet a lot of really cool people who I was doing the training with. And yeah, I'm really enjoying being a part.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so the big event's coming up. Uh-huh. What's it going to mean if you win this? How's this going to change? What would be the future for Liam when you get this winner sash? Because I've got a good feeling. I've got a good feeling about you.
Well, initially, it's going to mean there is going to be a very public video of me having a massive emotional breakdown in public, which is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Other than that, it means that I will be the 20th Mr. International Rubber.
It's in its 20th year.
Yes, the 20th year. Oh, actually, no, that would make the 21st, but the winner of the 20th. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I would be obliged to go back next year to be a judge.
Mm-hmm.
I would be expected to attend a number of events throughout the US and Europe over the next year, which I would try my darndest to do.
Yeah. Well, I remember when we spoke to Mr. International Leather, I was quite surprised at all the sort of the things that he had to do.
Yeah.
It's a real gig.
Yep. And I'd do my best to do them. I'd probably have to head over to Europe a little bit earlier than anticipated and go back again for Folsom. And, you know, if that's what happens, then I'm going to do that as best I can.
Yep.
I don't think I'm going to win.
Well, no, I was going to say...
I'm going to go there and do my very best. Like, my aim is to do the best that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't win, then it's because somebody else did better. But I also... I'm kind of aiming to come second. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah.
I think the novelty value of coming second. Also, my favorite, like, growing up, playing Monopoly, my favorite card was when you'd pulled Community Chest and you'd get the "you finished second in a beauty pageant, collect $10 card. So, I mean, I could turn that into my business card.
Well, I was going to say, like, as we all know, like, let's be honest, like, in the very unrealistic event that you don't win, are you... I mean, how much will it mean to you just regardless, you know, to be representing not only Melbourne, but, I mean, Australia, really, and perhaps even... You're not representing the Southern Hemisphere, but you're saying you're the first person to represent someone somewhere from the Southern Hemisphere. So, I mean, what will that mean to you regardless of where you place?
I mean, it'll be great. I mean, the amount of support that I've got here and the amount that it means to people here that I'm going will be huge. Mm. If I don't do well, I will... Like, I don't think there is... a chance that I won't feel that I've let people down a bit, but I am going to try my hardest, and it's just, it's amazing.
Mm.
The fact that I even get to do this.
Mm. Win or lose, I'm pretty sure there's lots of people here that are really cheering for you. And
now, Liam, you said during the break, we were chatting off air and we were talking about how many, the entourage that surrounds a Melbourne Laird Leatherman as they head to Chicago for the International Mr. Leather competitions.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately,
it's
a bit different for you.
I'm completely solo. There was a number of people who said they were going to come, including a number of friends in America who were going to come cheer me on. And one by one, they've all dropped out.
So if you are listening to this live now or on our podcast very shortly, then make sure you get in touch with Liam, particularly if you're going to be in Chicago on the weekend of the 4th and 5th of November, and go along, be his entourage.
Yeah. Cheerleader,
Be a cheerleader.
Give him a quick shine. He needs, you know, shine every now and then, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. It rubs off after a while. It's especially intimidating because I know the guy from Alabama is bringing a lot of support.
Just pinch some. Just on the Thursday night or something, go out there, you know, mingle a bit.
Just really amp up the accent. Hi, everyone.
Well, Liam, all the best.
Thank you so much.
It's fantastic to see you getting over there so quickly after you winning your Melbourne Rubber Man title.
It's been a weird whirlwind.
Well, all the best. Now, you do have a farewell party happening on the 28th of October.
Yes. It's a very slapdash farewell party. It's basically at Spit and Polish next Thursday, the 27th of October.
27th.
Nearly said April for some reason. And basically turning up a little bit earlier, chilling in the beer garden. Anyone who wants to come down and wish me well, or just, you know, chill and scowl at me from a corner. Both options are available. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life, but it would be nice to see a lot of people come down so I have one final little hurrah before I jet off all by myself.
Well, all the best, and looking forward to hearing the stories when you get back.
Oh, I'm sure there will be many.
He's Melbourne Rubber Man Liam, heading off to Chicago. Matt and Ben, thank you so much for taking
a
hold of the interview tonight.
I hope we held it okay, Andrew.
Very well, okay. Very well. Coming up next here on Joy 94.9 is Black, White and Rainbow with Andy Kay. A big thank you to David, who does all of our podcasts. Of course, they are all available at joy.org.au/hideandseek or on all your podcast downloading services. Until next week, who knows who'll be here next week?
Who knows?
We've got a big hide and seek team nowadays. Yeah. It's good. We all get to have some weeks off every now and then. Until then, bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.